Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Rick, and we are conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta.
Okay.
And let me ask you, what is your zip code?
30308.
Thank you very much. And what is the year of your birth?
1969.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of a school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. And are you Hispanic, Latino, or maybe Spanish origin?
I am not.
Okay. And what is your race?
I would consider that white.
Thank you. Now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote. I voted for Biden.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
I am registered.
Thank you. Now, I will give you a list of issues, and please give me three that are most important to you. First,
okay.
Jobs and the economy, inflation and cost of living, public transportation, immigration, crime, racism and discrimination, education, abortion access, climate change and the environment, or traffic.
God, that's a lot.
I can repeat them again, no problem.
Let me ask you this. Is this only for my local city of Atlanta voting, not for the presidential election?
No, this is basically just for the area of Atlanta.
Okay, because my answer will be different for the area of Atlanta compared to, like, a general election. So
I understand.
For the Atlanta traffic.
Okay.
Trying to remember the other ones we had, because there was a couple that came out to me. Traffic. Crime.
I can repeat them. Crime, okay.
What were the first few that you said? Not, you don't have to do
yes.
all of them, but first few.
I said jobs and the economy, inflation and cost of living, public transportation, immigration, racism and discrimination, education, abortion access, and climate change and the environment.
Okay, so I still stand by the other two that I said, and the other one would be They're all important.
I'll do this one more.
Public transportation.
Okay, thank you. Now, when thinking about the direction in which each of the following that I will say to you are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, let's say somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? First, that will be the city of Atlanta.
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, and how about the Atlanta region?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Thank you. And how about Georgia?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Now, we would like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Okay? If you don't know or you've never heard of the people or groups, you can tell me as well. First, artificial intelligence companies.
Oh, I didn't realize you were going to go there. I'll say 6.
Okay. Major Andrew Dickens.
I don't care for him. I'm so disappointed in him. 4.
Okay. The Atlanta Beltline.
8.
Okay. The Atlanta City Council.
5.
Okay.
I'm
Uber
quite involved.
And Lyft.
Uber and Lyft. Uber and Lyft. 8.
Okay. Governor Brian Kemp.
2.
Okay.
That means I don't like him, right? 2.
From 0 to 10, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them.
Yeah, 2. 2.
Okay. Marta Bassas.
Say that again?
Marta Bassas. Right.
Oh, 4.
Okay. And self-driving cars?
2.
And how about the Atlanta Police Department?
5.
Okay. Thank you. Now, how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor for you?
Poor.
Okay.
Poor.
And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it like almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
I will say rarely because it's so difficult.
Understood.
I used to use it more, but I stopped using it.
Okay. And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities?
Very familiar.
Okay. Thank you. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month?
Oh. 4 or 5 times a month.
Okay. And based on what you know and what you've heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
And would you say that it's very positive or somewhat positive?
Very.
Okay, thank you. Now, what is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Convenience.
Thank you. Let me type your answer now. Okay. And now, here are a few statements. After each one, again, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Okay?
Okay.
First, crime is a